shooting on.
And I wound up having a cocaine heart attack. And I just was like, you know what? I want to go home. And so I just stayed sober long enough till I could go home. And then I went home and did it. I just wanted to get back to my old life of, like, smoking weed, kind of taking some pills, like, doing whatever I wanted.
That's accused double murderer Nick Reiner in 2018, but there's lots of audio of him and video because there's documentaries and lots of interviews. Been a drug addict, various times homeless, decided to slit the throat of both his parents over the weekend. We know that story. One thing we've discussed for several days now, because I was looking up at the major network newscasts and the cable news still do it, so I don't know.
Right.
I agree. The biggest story there is the addiction and what do you do about it. God, there but for the grace of God. Can you imagine how frustrating that is as a parent? You've got all the money in the world, you've had all the success in the world, and you just can't figure out a way to force this kid, help this kid stop.
And they tried tough love, kicking him out, you know, warm embrace, you know, enabling, not enabling.
Dozen, 15 rehabs?
Oh, at least, yeah.
That is
just
something.
Crazy. Yeah. Just going to kind of make the rounds of a handful of stories that are interesting and or amusing. You might want to sit down to hear this. The shock may overwhelm you. The GOP has actually come up with a really good idea on health care. Whether it'll go anywhere is in doubt, of course, because of the nature of our idiotic partisan politics. But the Republican bill would make it easier for small businesses to escape the Obamacare regulatory morass. The bill would expand so-called association health plans that let bunches of small employers unite to sponsor group health plans. That would reduce premiums by expanding the risk pools a lot and give small employers more leverage with insurers. And the plans wouldn't have to adhere to the many insane Obamacare rules, which, as you may remember, were all about, okay, we're going to make everybody buy, like, complete care. Dudes have got to get maternity care. Geriatric care. Everybody, because that way we're going to get people involved.
Time. I'm
pressing thing I've ever read as the citizen of a free state.
Jessica Rydell, formerly, what was his first name before?
Is that right?
Oh, I've been into him for years. He's one of the great writers about economics on the conservative side that exist. But he finally came out as a woman and is now Jessica Rydell.
Former dude, yeah. Yeah, anyway, that's a shame. I hope you can get help for your issues. But it is an absolutely terrific article about how incredibly complex, slow and difficult it is to get rid of any government spending or any government programs. I will not torture you with it because I don't want to depress you, but holy cow are we up against it. Moving along.
That is so frustrating, but yeah, it's an immovable object.
I think it would be good for all Americans to hear and read the entire thing. You'd probably get paywalled, but it's depressing. Anyway. This is slightly less depressing. The Heart Association, the American Heart Association, has revived the theory that light drinking may be good for you. Pissing off all sorts of other associations that had decided even one or two drinks a day raised the risk of various stuff and nobody should drink, and if you don't drink, you shouldn't start.
In other news, moderate exercise is the worst thing you can do.
Oh, anyway, so it's it's an unintentionally funny piece about how, you know, it's just all these associations. I don't think a lot of us had realized. Let me put it to you like this. Tell me if I'm wrong. Hadn't most of us assumed that the American Association of Pediatrics, for instance, or the American Heart Association, or what's the Endocrine Society, were
believe anything the CDC ever says ever again in your life, you're nuts.
Perhaps back to the alcohol story, everything in moderation, a philosophy that's thousands of years old. Coming up, a shocking, and I'm serious, shocking story about Zoran Mamdani's mayoral transition team after a word about delicious, delicious steak from Omaha Steaks. So good.
My son wants steak for his birthday, so yeah, people love steaks. Omaha Steak, we got lots of Omaha stuff. They got the steaks, which are really, really delicious. Filet mignon, that is just unbelievable. The burgers are unbelievable. The hot dogs. How do you make a better hot dog? They do somehow. The apple tartlets. Give me a break. You go to omahasteaks.com. Our listeners get an extra $35 off with the code Armstrong at checkout.
I just want to buy like 5 cases of the apple tartlets.
And their ability to pack them and mail them to your house and keep it fresh and everything like that, really great packing.
And seriously, I know a lot of folks struggle like we do with somebody you care about a great deal, but they don't need stuff. They don't need any stuff. OmahaSteaks.com. Use our code Armstrong at checkout. You get to knock $35 off. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. And again, for an extra $35 off, use that code Armstrong at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's OmahaSteaks.com. That promo code is Armstrong. So how A, internet savvy, and B, despicable is this? Zoran Mamdani, the America-hating Islamist, soon-to-be mayor of New York, his transition team is intentionally misspelling the names of several appointees, including two of his most controversial picks, so you can't...
Excuse me, more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah. Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, and community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
There's no need to be afraid.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, get this. A woman just got reunited with her dog that went missing 5 years ago after it was found 2,300 miles away.
Wow.
The woman was thrilled while the dog was like, take a hint, Helen.
Wow. That's a great joke. That's a great joke.
That is a good joke. That is amazing, though. So we like it when people do funny names to donate money when we're raising money for a good cause like scouting. So the idea is that if there are kids out there that would like to, you know, join the scouts, but their family doesn't have the couple hundred dollars it takes to do that, well, we're gonna provide them the money so they can, so that there's no kid out there that can't join. And we're trying to raise $100,000. You can go to armstrongandgetty.com to donate. Future Beaver Overlords gave $25. Appreciate that.
Wow. Thank you. Kind and benevolent. Beaver Overlords. Yes.
Lincoln Penny in for $25. Nancy Pelosi's stock portfolio jumped in with $70.
That's a generous contribution. Of course, she can afford it.
Oh, I meant to have you get this clip for Michael. Somebody, tongue-tied Jack, Alnarnar, donated $25. I barely remember that. Remember when I got at the end of a segment and I couldn't say some word?
Oh, you're trying to rush in a tease or something right at the very end as the clock was ticking?
Right.
Oh. Yeah, we're hitting the bottom of the hour.
Alnarnar donated $25. Jack's neck valve, $260. That's something I've been pushing for a long time.
You chew it, you taste it, you enjoy it, you swallow it, it goes out your neck valve before you gain weight.
You haven't heard this, Katie? So the idea is you got a little hole in the side of your neck with a valve on it, and you wear this a pack on your back, and it could be decorative, matches your outfit or whatever. Sure. But when you're eating stuff, you just want to taste, but don't actually want it to go in your stomach. It goes down, and it goes out the tube into your little sack that you're carrying. So you don't take in all the fat and nutrients and calories and everything like that. It's obviously a good idea.
I don't hate it.
I know. If you're going to cut the penis off boys who decide they're a girl, I don't know why you can't get this done.
Yeah.
Not sure I'm finding your argument compelling there, but it's a good point.
$50 from The Burden of Damascus. We won't explain that one.
That's unfortunate.
$100 for dumb as a couple of bottle caps. Is that did somebody use that term?
Probably.
And then $40 from Sarah Loves Show Met on Armstrong and Getty Facebook group. So it must be a couple who got together on the Facebook group, which is very nice. Bringing people together and in love. That's very, very nice. Let's get a quick total there before I move on to something else. Gladys, if you could roll the drums. On our way to $100,000, I hope we are now at $66,755. $25 from somehow he got on the roof. So just came across this. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal a little bit earlier in the week that Europe is preparing its people for war.
Price comparing and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A message from Todd with Redding Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Redding Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Join the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and the Reading Ballet Theater as they make the holidays come alive with a truly magical performance of the Nutcracker. This beloved holiday tradition will create lasting family memories as our talented local dancers bring this timeless classic to life on the Shasta College stage. Presented by the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and Aaron's Home. The Nutcracker runs December 18th through the 20th at the Shasta College Theater. Get your tickets today at thereadingartsproject.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The animals at the London Zoo getting into the holiday spirit, and it seems like Santa arrived early there. Monkeys were treated to stockings garnished with sweet corn, while the gorillas had to rummage through festive bags of their favorite snacks.
Oh, good for the gorillas, rummaging through festive bags of their favorite snacks.
That was a really weird delivery.
With one of the gorillas saying, hey, I feel like we've commercialized this too much. Let's remember the reason for the season.
And then he broke the zookeeper in half. This mighty, mighty gorilla strength.
Speaking of Christmas and the fact that I've purchased nothing yet for Christmas, I'm warming to this idea of cash. Joe suggested just getting 20s. However many I would decide to get.
In the wrapper, though, like out of a movie.
I'm thinking wrap each one individually in a little... So you've got a number of presents to open up, but each present you open up is a $20 bill until you have, you know, a number of $20 bills.
Right, different size boxes and, you know,
I think my
shapes.
Kids,
and...
Yeah, I think my kids at their current age would really enjoy that. Yes, Katie?
There are a series of gift boxes you can purchase on Amazon where you
you put the bill and then you put the little box on top and you rinse and repeat and they layer. And when you open it, it explodes and the money just flies everywhere.
That's
kind of
cool. That is
making it rain like you're a rapper at a strip club.
Yes, right. Let's turn Christmas around the tree on Jesus's birthday into our own little home strip club. That's fantastic.
Right. Like you're a young 50 Cent. That's fantastic. Wow.
Wow. Maybe I could get some young hottie to grind to a Whitesnake song while we're enjoying
it. You pay enough, you can. Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone. Coming up, our old friend Glenn Beck with some interesting, unintentional hilarity, and just, it's just interesting. But first, a couple of things. First of all, quoting the great Nellie Bowles, who became aware, as we did, that Seattle is hosting a World Cup match during Pride Month, Pride Weekend, Pride Week, whatever. It's every 3 days is Pride something. Anyway, but it's like right at the height of it, and they were going to have an Up with the Gays theme for the Pride match, they were going to call it. But there's a blind draw for who's in the game. They did the draw, and it's Egypt and Iran, if you can imagine that.
Not your gayest countries.
So Nellie writes, God has a sense of humor. You see, Seattle goes hard for Pride. Every resident in Seattle wears rainbow face paint for the entire month, and every dog is dyed rainbow colors. Even the straights do some leather play in solidarity. But the Egyptians and Iranians have asked Seattle if they could pretend not to be so gay for like 36 hours. On the one hand, good progressives in Seattle believe that no culture is better than another, so Iran has a good point when they scream death to gays. On the other hand, that's a great shot at progressives. On the other hand, Pride Month, the greatest 30 days of the year, cannot be neglected, so what will Seattle do? All I can say is I was supposed to be the Pride float Grand Marshal, but now they tell me I have to be pushed off a Pride roof instead. I'll still do it because I'm in too deep to turn back now, but it's not what I signed up for, Seattle.
Wow.
Oh, Nellie, I am in love with your intellect.
Get pushed
you
off
hilarious.
A Pride roof.
That is so funny, but that is unmitigated calling for the slaughter of Jews.
Yeah, that's the most anti-Jew thing I think I've ever heard.
And that is, I mean, you've got the Islamists who want to kill the Jews. You've got, I don't even know what to call that part of the so-called right wing. It's a horseshoe theory, but it's a horseshoe if it was melted and like twisted all up and it's unrecognizable. Is that left-right? It's crazy. Then you've got the progressive left who bought the whole settler, colonial, victim, oppressor, genocide crap. And they want to kill the Jews. Good Lord.
I've got to accept that this has been around forever. This right. Blaming things on the Jews. I still don't get it, though. I still like I don't get it. Just for some reason. Why the Jews?
They are an outsider group, and they are successful.
Is it their success
that's a lot of it.
That damns them so much?
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. Yeah. And the fact that they have different beliefs than various other groups.
But there's a lot of it. People don't do this with Buddhists. I know it's causing this, the Buddhists.
Yeah, the Buddhists aren't like, don't value education and hard work, which gets them then monetary success in the way that the Jews do.
More Nobel prizes than any other
sure.
group of people and all that sort of stuff.
Right. So people hate them for that. They're Nobel prizes, yeah. It's intellectually lazy, it's morally depraved, and I despise it.
I'm always talking about reading Ulysses, and the amount of the main character, Bloom, is Jewish, and the amount of dealing with people who hate him because he's Jewish in Ireland in 1904 is just, what? It's been around forever.
Human beings need scapegoats. That's just a part of our unholy psychology, I guess.
Remains of the Day, which I read last year, a famous movie with Anthony Hopkins, a more famous book, is all about the super wealthy, powerful in England in the early 20th century, and now they're blaming the Jews. You know what the problem is? The Jews.
Right. Yeah. Unbelievable. So a quick word from our friends at Webroot, and then I'll pay off the Glenn Beck thing I mentioned earlier. A lot of folks give technology for Christmas, and then the person goes to use it, but maybe they're not super internet savvy, or maybe they are, And immediately they click on a your package is delayed link or something like that. They
so
get
easy,
hacked.
So
they get
easy
their
to fall for
stolen.
That one.
Oh, my God, yeah, I know. So Webroot Total Protection is amazing. We're going to list some of the things it does for you, including blocking risky sites like we're talking about before grandma can even click on them.
Real-time antivirus, a built-in password manager, because if you update your passwords all the time, it's harder for people to hack in. Identity protection with credit and dark web monitoring to see if your information's already out there. If identity theft hits, you get rapid alerts and up to $1 million in expense reimbursement. How about that?
Plus, there's a VPN for privacy, cloud backup for easy restore. It's all-in-one protection for individuals or families. And right now, you can save 60% for a limited time. Don't wait. Protect your devices, your privacy, your identity this holiday season. And into 2026 for less than $75, go to webroot.com/Armstrong. That's webroot.com/Armstrong. This offer won't last. Act now. Live a better digital life with Webroot.
Candace Owens had a off-the-record, quiet, sit-down, multi-hour meeting with Charlie Kirk's wife, Erica Kirk.
Erica Kirk, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then came out and badmouthed her some more. I think Erica Kirk was thinking, maybe if I just talk to her. You know, they used to be friends. Maybe if I just talk to her, I can end all this so I don't have to be answering these questions all the time as Candace Owens puts out this nonsense. And it didn't work. Because Candace Owens is a freaking nut job. Or just
wow.
A grifter.
Right, right.
Or both.
How old is she?
Candace?
Candace, yeah.
Pretty young. Somebody Google that, will you, Katie? How old is Candace Owens?
I'm seriously wondering whether... Because psychosis tends to develop in late teens and 20s if you're going to get a psychotic condition. I was just curious.
What do you got?
Say again?
She's 36.
Is she really? Wow.
Yeah.
So how many years ago was it that we did that event with her? That's before she was huge famous. Mm. We were in Napa.
Decade.
Probably longer in the way that time goes by so fast. But she was a young, very attractive black woman whose shtick at the time was, we loved this sort of thing, was going around saying, people who are black who say society's holding them back, that's ridiculous. Here's why you can be successful. That was her thing at the time.
And this is a great country, the greatest country in the world to succeed, no matter who you are.
And there's not systemic racism everywhere keeping you from being a success. You are keeping yourself from being a success. And we love that message. And we did some event where were the MCs and she was the main speaker or something like that. I'd never heard of her in my life until we got paired with her that night. She was weird a little. I remember her being weird. I mean, she was just a
sending us the email that says, guys, you need to listen to them. Listen to more of them.
I've listened to lots of them.
Right. And I get the fact that maybe 60 to 80% of it
is your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Light.
Plus with debt, you're comfortable. Blame with self-control. Do you even recognize what self-control is?
Mm.
Public virtue matters more than public opinion.
Part of the problem is that morals came out of being a religious people. And I know my anti-religious friends hate that. But it's just a fact. A lot of the, like, living within your means and, you know, doing the right thing and putting your family, city, state, country ahead of your wants and all that sort of stuff.